Tens of thousands of pro-lifers marched to the American Supreme Court yesterday to mark the 39th anniversary of the Roe v. Wade decision that legalized abortion throughout the United States. The March for Life has been held every year since 1974, a year after the landmark Supreme Court ruling. It's consistently one of the largest protests of the year in Washington, although soggy, chilly conditions likely kept this year's numbers down. The demonstration is the focal point of a series of events intended to draw attention to the pro-life cause. The Catholic Church routinely plays a large part in the event, organizing masses, prayer vigils, and youth rallies to support the effort. The Archbishop of Washington, D.C., Cardinal Donald Wuerl, celebrated Mass for a youth rally that drew thousands of young people. In his homily during the Mass, Monsignor Charles Pope urged the youth to celebrate life, despite what he called a tragic crisis in the country.
Death does not drive out death. Only life can do that. And we're here today to celebrate life. That human life is good, and it's sacred.
Although Washington's March for Life is the largest demonstration commemorating the Roe v. Wade decision, it is not the only one. Large demonstrations take place throughout the United States and have spread to other countries around the world. I'm Christopher Wells.